Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Emory Hunt, football game plan, CBS Sports, who joins the Ross Tucker Football Podcast every week, and something that Emory, who was a staunch in his love of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, had to say when comparing those two quarterbacks with the prospective class for 2026.
Shedeur and Cam Ward are far and above better than whoever the top quarterback would be in this class. The second part of it is that you could see how groupthink permeates throughout the rest of the narrative in the media landscape, because you have people that get hung on these names, right? Nussmeier, Aller, you talk about Klubnik, and you talk about Arch Manning, right? Arch Manning was number one with a bullet on everybody's mock draft, right? Based on 95 passes. But that kind of focused everybody's attention on just those names. And everybody's just kind of recycling the same five names. If everybody just zoomed out and did what they were supposed to do and just evaluated the whole class, you'd see the Taylen Green. You'd see the Haynes King. They're the same guy. They're playing the same doggone game.
So the thing I like about this is that, and something that Emory does a lot, is pokes at groupthink in football.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that a lot.
Yeah.
Now, what I would say is I think it's wildly unfair, whether I like Shedeur, don't like Shedeur, like Cam Ward, don't like Cam Ward, to compare those guys as finished products from last April, or really the end of last year, to guys 3-4 games into this season.
It's just too early to do any of it, and it's going to be how we look at this. I mean, that's the reality. Like, I think about when we did the Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward lead up to the draft conversation last year, and like February, the first person, it might have even been Albert, that we had on that was like, there's five quarterbacks from last year's class that are better than this year's class. Like, it's just what we do. It's eventually how we all look at these things, but it's just way too early in the conversation to be doing this with this class versus last year.
And here's the other thing. At this point, we're talking like, If we're comparing three games of tape from this year from their tape from their last season in college, at this point, the only thing I can really compare is the physical tools. Lenora Sellers, because of his ability to run and move on top of his ridiculous physical upside, absolutely has a higher upside than Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, he didn't mention Lenoris there. He mentioned everyone but Lenoris.
Drew Aller. And I know it's tough because you look and you go, well, I don't think he's special. I get that. But he's 6'5". He's 235 pounds. He's not the most mobile guy in the world, but he can move. And he's got a really strong arm and some really, really, really good traits. Higher ceiling than certainly Shedeur. I'm not sure about Cam Ward. That might be more of a one-for-one. He is bigger, and I do think he has just as strong of arm as Cam Ward, so that's that. So, like, you start to go through it, and what we're like, I do think almost every player that we've talked about, being a potential number one pick next year, has higher physical upside than certainly Shedeur and potentially Cam Ward, who is played like 17 years in college. The only guy that I'm really just kind of confused about is Nussmeier, who, like, I got to be honest with you, he's another one of those guys of, oh, he's got the intangibles, and the things you can tange don't blow you away.
Well, and that's the problem right now with a lot of this class, but feels like a lot of the class has the intangibles, and the things we're trying to actually, like, hey, he does this great in a football game, isn't really appearing.
But if you're a physically, I don't want to say limited guy, but comparative to Aller, Sellers, even Klubnik, if you're not that caliber of athlete or that caliber of arm like Nussmeier isn't, you better put up 5,000 yards. You better do what Joe Burrow did. You better do what Baker did. Like, that's what you need to do. And I think Nussmeier's the one, because he fits Stefanski's scheme to a T. Like, everything Kevin wants to do, assuming he's here next year, Garrett Nussmeier's the guy, and that's why I think the Browns have been linked so much to Garrett.
No, he'll also fit the Saints scheme, too, where his dad is the offensive coordinator.
And I think you're willing it that way, and I don't hate it. But, no, I mean, I think, like, that's the only guy that I'm a little concerned about, but, like, I don't know.
It's too hard to tell. It's okay to say it's too hard to tell right now. I think it's just too incredibly hard. And if you're
I think Emery knows that. Well, if you're that's trying to do it. That's the thing that I think does bug me a little bit.
Well, but here's the thing, though. If you're going to try to do it Cam Ward versus Shador, on the Cam Ward side of things, you're going to get one quarterback that's one of one, so that'll be a split. No. And then every quarterback we're talking about, and maybe there'll be a Quinn Ewers-esque drop for one of them or so, or something like that. But for basically 80% of the quarterbacks we're going to discuss, they're going to end up being taken higher and better than Shador was. So it's going to be a split.
I think this sounded the alarm for a lot of Browns fans who heard this and were like, oh, crap. Because it is entirely possible. Like, some of this whole, we got to land the plane getting a quarterback, some of that's just, did you take a quarterback in the right year and did you pick the right one of a good quarterback?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Crop. Like, for instance, Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams. Drake May versus Caleb Williams. That kind of thing.
Well, but I think fans thought they were getting themselves into what was that Baker Mayfield class with Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen and Lamar Jackson. I think they thought they were getting into that, and the early returns aren't there, but I would just say it's 3 weeks in. We can fast forward 5 weeks from now, and all the quarterbacks we're talking about have materialized into being the quarterbacks that everyone projected them to be before the season.
That's also... That's also a really, really good point, by the way, because most of the guys we're talking about haven't played a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that does matter, by the way. Not the, oh, you're playing down to your competition, but it's like, we're still kind of in the preseason of college football, where when you play La Tech or when you play Wyoming, like these are the kind of games where it's like, oh, okay, you didn't have the sexiest numbers. You beat them 70 to nothing, right? I just literally combined all the quarterbacks and the things you can say. When Drew Aller's going up against Ohio State, that's a huge matchup for how good is Drew Aller really. When he's going against this Michigan team or Illinois, or like that's where you're going to find out a bulk of who he is. And oh, by the way, even then, what does he look like in the playoffs?
But you can't do it this early either when they do have those primetime matchups. It's like the Nussmeier-Klubnik thing has just gone off the rails because they played each other and we saw how that went. The Ohio State versus Texas game, Arch Manning, didn't look particularly good. It snowballed from that. And I just think it's just way too early to be this unfair.
Now, am I a little concerned? Yeah, a little concerned. But I think this idea that we got to wave the flag and say, they just didn't pick the right year, they need a quarterback. Well, you can't really worry about that. You got to do your own evaluation.
Yeah, and you got to get to the spot that you need to get to. And so you just continue. Now, we have not seen Haslam and his airplane, his private jet, land in other spots.
Now, are you tracking it?
No, I've fallen off on that. The flight tracking stopped after the first once we got the NFL season. I've stopped the flight tracker.
We got to get Volnick on it. You know,
is he a flight tracker guy?
I don't know, but remember, hasn't completely fulfilled gone up on his first year anniversary as a night show host.
Yeah.
And when you're at nights, you got to find your hook, your niche.
Yeah,
I think we got to get him on flight tracker. He's a young single guy. He's only 22. He's going to play a lot of video games all day. You can do that while flight tracking.
I just like him being like, well, why is Jimmy Haslam in Puerto Rico? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
And we just go to random spots that Jimmy Haslam ends up in.
By the way, there's another young single guy very close to us who might have an expertise as a research analyst, might have an expertise as like a WNBA aficionado that could use that flight tracking experience to better himself on the show.
That would be nice. That's a good thing. Yeah. Yes, of course. That's a good thing.
And Jake's married, so it can't be him. And you're married and not young, so it can't be you. I'm married and definitely not young, so it can't be me. As who could it be?
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about here.
Yeah. I feel like there's somebody close to this show.
I am stumped.
That could do this, but who could it be?
I don't know.
Who could it be now? I don't know. Sting sings into a beautiful microphone.
No idea. I have no idea who you're talking
about. Okay. You killed the bit, Mac. You should have said,
yeah,
me.
I can
it's
look
me.
Into it.
It's me. Yeah. Great job. 216-474-0092. You did such a good job in the open, though, earlier today, buddy.
Thanks, man. I
really
appreciate
proud
it.
Of you.
Yeah,
we're very proud of you, Mac.
Yeah, I appreciate it,
like
guys.
Joe Flacco in the third quarter, you did fumble there, but you had him in the first half until you didn't. JK, LOL, you did have him, but now you don't. Is it too early to be concerned about the 2026 quarterback class? Yes, but it really would be nice to see Drew Aller throw for like 350 yards this weekend, just saying out loud. Or next weekend, or the weekend after that, sometime soon. The Lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.